Pastor Varun and Pastor Don LaHopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for your word, for the testimony, for the great things that you have done in our midst and through us, Father. We commit this time to you. We ask, Lord, that this message will be spoken by the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit gives life, but the flesh, Lord, doesn't give life. So I pray, Father, today the preaching will be from the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Today and next week, I would like to talk a subject called True Prosperity. We would like to talk about prosperity because we are in the time of economic downturn. We all worry about our 401k, our saving, future. People are laid off. A lot of companies lay off people. I got an email from one of our sisters in the church that in her company, I think 40-50% of people got laid off, but she got saved. She did not get laid off. So we really thankful for God's protection. So I believe that this is a good time to talk about true prosperity. But when I talk about prosperity today and next week, I just want to be clear that I'm not talking about only finances. When we talk about prosperity, we are talking about more than finances. We're talking about divine health. Stay in good health. We are talking about also healing, divine healing, that you don't have to get sick all the time, but God heal you. Talking about strong relationship in the family, success, joy, wisdom from God, open door from God, God's direction, protection, that other people may get into the accident, but you don't get into the accident. Maybe accident come toward you, but something happened to protect you. Like what happened to Pastor Da a couple months ago when we had the snowstorm. Pastor Da was taking Joy to work in Bellevue Mall, and she was driving the car downhill on Northeast 8. I don't know, I told you this story yet. And she stepped on the brake on that snowy and icy downhill road. So the car started to move like this and gonna hit the car on the side of the street. And God's protection, prosperity, God's protection, two big American men jump out of the walking way and push her car out away. So her car missed that car and go park on the side and never have accident. That is prosperity to me. Amen. So we can see that God's prosperity is more than just finances. And we all can live in that prosperity, true prosperity of God. Prosperity is not only about money. I give you example. Last Wednesday, I performed a surgery on a patient who have a very difficult back to open up to relieve the pressure on the nerve. And the MRI did not show disc herniation. It just showed bone spur. But by the end of the laminectomy or cut off the bone, suddenly the Holy Spirit told me, look at this corner right now before you close the wound. So I obey the Holy Spirit. God is with us everywhere, including in the operating room. So I look in that corner. I found a big piece of disc about this size that did not show in the MRI. Can you imagine if I close the wound, let the patient go back to the room, he's going to wake up with more pain again because I did not fix another problem that was missed in the MRI. So that is prosperity. God's direction, God's wisdom, God's help in every time of your need. Amen. So that's what I'm talking about here, prosperity. Everyone say prosperity. But the key scripture that really showed me to go into that direction, the prosperity of God, is in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. I read this scripture a long time ago when I was a new believer, and I take it into my heart. Matthew 6, 33 say, but seek, I'm going to read from Amplified Bible, but seek, aim at, strive after, first of all his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right. And then all these things taken together will be given you besides. Amen. So if we seek the kingdom of God first, we try to do everything his ways, not man's way, no cheating, no corruption, do the right thing, seek the kingdom of God first. Seek righteousness, doing His way and being His way. Then He will add all the things that we need. How many people need wisdom in your job? How many people need finances? How many people need strength and good health? How many people need good relationship? How many people need a spouse one day? I don't need it now. I already have one. Okay. I don't need another spouse. Okay. How many people need protection of God? Raise your hand up. All these needs shall be met if you seek the kingdom of God first and then follow His way of doing and being right. So this is the key scripture, and we're going to talk about a few principles in this Sunday and next Sunday, the principle of prosperity. Definitely prosperity has been bought already, has been paid, already done 2,000 years ago. Somebody already paid for that. We don't need to pay. But what we need to do is to obey and receive it by faith. Who paid for that prosperity? Who paid for our victory and success in life and finances? The Bible says in Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 to 14, Jesus took the place of receiving the curses, all the bad things that we should receive because of our sin on the cross. And then He exchanged it to give us the blessing of prosperity to us. Galatians chapter 3, 13 to 14 say, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. If we break the law, we receive the curse. We get the curse, okay? Bad things happen. Having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. We can receive the promise of God that the Holy Spirit will make it happen through faith. So Christ paid the price already. Everyone say, thank you, Jesus. For paying for me. Can you imagine one day your dad come back home or your husband come back home and say, I have a good news. You have a new car. I pay already. And you say, where is the key? Is that right? Somebody paid a car for you. That what you need to do is to put out your hand and receive the key and get on that car. Jesus already paid for you. Amen. In Isaiah 53 verse 5, the Bible says, but He has wounded for our transgressions, He means Jesus. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisements needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon Him. So that we can receive peace and well-being for us was upon Him. And with the stripes that wounded Him, we are healed and made whole. Prosperity is about making whole, well-being, and peace. The word peace in the Hebrew language is shalom. The shalom means nothing missing, nothing broken. Everyone say, nothing missing, nothing broken. God wants us to have a life that there is nothing missing and nothing broken. Or wholeness, prosperity. In our spirit, in our soul, in our physical body, and in our finances. In every aspect of our life, He wants us to have shalom, peace, nothing broken, nothing missing, wholeness. Amen. Everyone say, I am a candidate for peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Amen. Well-being. Amen. So I want to encourage all of you that you all are candidate for prosperity and well-being. Amen. Now I want to talk about the principle of the Bible. This is something that I learned from doing it in the past 20-something years. It's not just a theology or theory in my brain. I have experienced prosperity. I have experienced the well-being and peace of God by doing all this principle in the Bible. And I will read some scripture here. The first principle we want to talk today about walking in prosperity, receiving true prosperity, is walking in God's truth. 3 John verse 2. Behold, I pray that you may prosper in all things. Everyone say, all things. All things. Every aspect of our life, we can prosper. and be in health, me in good health, just as your soul prospers. The principle about prosperity is this. You have to start from the inside. If your soul, your emotion, your mind, your will are not prosperous, are not filled with the things of God, you have bad attitudes, you have wrong thinking, you have wrong emotion, you always think negative, prosperity will not come outside on the physical body, on your health, on your finances. So it starts from your soul. Your soul must prosper first. Then it will affect your finances. It will affect your physical body. It will affect your family, your kids, your wife, your husband. It will affect everything around you. So you need to really take care of your soul. That's why we come to church, to listen to the Word of God. That's why we listen to CD, we read the Bible, we come and worship God, we get touched by God, so that our souls can be strong and prosper. 3 John verse 4 say, I have no longer joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. In order to prosper, we need to get the truth of God into our soul and let our soul prosper. And then we walk according to that truth. Then we're going to see prosperity. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verses 1 to 4. Now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. I like that. Set me high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. I like that. The blessing come from heaven and look at me and jump over me and come overtake me and come all over me. Amen. The blessing just, oh, I cannot get it out. Just all over me. Amen. I like that. Come over me and overtake me because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall be in the city and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be in the fruit of your body. You can see that all aspect of life, the produce of your ground, the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offering of your flock. So, the first thing we need to do in order to live a prosperous life in every aspect is to feed our own soul with the truth of God. And the truth of God is in the Bible. The truth of God comes from two sources. Number one, the Bible. Number two, the Holy Spirit. So each day, you keep feeding yourself with the Word, feeding your soul with the Word. Let it transform your mind, transform your thoughts. Don't think anything that opposite to the Word of God. Anytime the thoughts come up that opposite to the Word, like hate people, cheating people, lazy, anything that is wrong, kick them out. Don't keep it. Keep only the things on the Bible. Amen. Let your soul become prosperous. The second thing is the truth from the Holy Spirit. In your daily life, the Holy Spirit can lead you and guide you. He will tell you the truth that is maybe more on the practical side. I give you example on last another case on last Wednesday. I performed a surgery on somebody's neck, and this woman has a big disc rupture in her neck. So when I opened that area to remove the piece of disc, I removed one piece already. But the blood came out so bad, like almost opened the tap of water. The blood come out so fast, so I have to pack something in to stop the bleeding. And then I think in my mind, I pull out one piece already. Maybe this is done. I don't want to deal with this bleeding anymore. I began to pray. God, I need the truth. Whether I should pursue more peace in there. Because I could not see. It's like I stand here and something behind the door. Everything behind that door, I could not see. But the blood come out from that door. What am I going to do? Should I stop because of the bleeding or should I pursue more pieces? The Lord, Holy Spirit told me, you need to pursue. You need to go on with the surgery. The truth come out. So I bite the bullet, go through that blood again. The blood come out, I go through and I found another big piece. If I did not listen to the Holy Spirit, I would have left that piece behind and the patient would not do well. But because the Holy Spirit gives you the truth, you follow that truth. You walk in the truth of the Word and of the Holy Spirit. Walking in the light of God's Word. God can lead you every day by His Word. God can lead you every day by the truth of the Spirit. Walk in the way of God. Walk in the wisdom of God. Amen. Every single day, and you shall see that how much God bless your business. How much God will bless your family. Bless your health. Bless how you drive. Sometimes you may be driving on the road and maybe go a little bit like 35 miles per hour. And then you just forget to go on to 45 because you hurry to go back home or go to movie. And then suddenly the voice of the Holy Spirit come up. Next corner, the police car is there. I got this a few times in my life, especially on Island Crestway. I was driving about 45 miles per hour. I forgot to look at the gauge. And then suddenly I heard the police out there. So I slowed down right away, and it's true. A couple seconds later, I saw a police car. Thank God I don't get the ticket. Amen. So God will show us wisdom. God will tell us what to do. That's why we need to keep being filled by the Word, being filled by the fire of God, the Holy Spirit. The more you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, the more you have the Word on the inside of you, and the more you're going to know the truth, the more wisdom you're going to have, and you're going to walk in the victory, and you're going to have prosperity in your life. Amen. John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32 say, "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, 'If you abide in my word, and you are my disciple indeed, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.'" You need to know the Bible. You need to study the Bible. There is no shortcut. In order to prosper your soul, you need to get into the Word of God all the time. You need to get into the fire of God all the time, filled with the Holy Spirit again and again and again. Keep filling, keep yielding, keep bringing in the Holy Spirit into your life more and more. And then you can live a godly life. Walking in the truth means walking a godly life. Amen. Because our God is a righteous God. Don't cheat. Don't make wrong numbers. Don't cheat the time of the work. If you walk a godly life in your work, you're going to go to work on time. You will not go to work 20 minutes late and say, "You know, my boss understand me." You go before time and you leave after time. Don't cheat the time of the company. Amen. Don't pick the pen from your company and go home and say, "They're rich, that's fine." If you keep doing that, you may be laid off one day because God cannot protect you. If you want to walk in prosperity, you need to walk a godly lifestyle. Don't cheat, don't lie, don't take advantage of your company. Be a good worker. I actually plan to prepare a preaching called Wisdom in Working at the Office to teach you how to work well in the office so that you all can be successful in your work. Amen. Obey the Word of God. Being obedient people. Just being like a child. Just willing to obey God and have a willing heart to say, "God, whatever you say, I'm willing to do." And obey whatever He says. Whatever the Holy Spirit says. The Holy Spirit will never tell you to do anything that is opposite to the Word of God. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19, "If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land." If you are willing and obedient to God, you shall eat the good of the land. While I'm reading this scripture, I'm reading this sermon to prepare for today, the Lord told me to tell the congregation, your real employer is God. It's not that man. It's not that woman. If you are obedient to the Lord, doing the right thing, at due season, the promotion will come. Amen. God in heaven is your employer. He is the one who's going to give you money, not human beings. In due season, if you are faithful and you're doing the right thing, God will promote you to the next, maybe next company, maybe the next department. The Lord will talk to your boss and give you promotion, some raise. In fact, I received the testimony from a new believer in the afternoon service. She just came back to God about a month ago, and she was hired to work in a Thai restaurant to replace another woman. And that woman went back to Thailand. She was working there very hard, having the right attitude, smiling all the time. And she listened to our sermon. She listened that we need to really trust God and don't worry about anything. One day, the boss called her in and said, "I'm sorry, sister, we need to let you go. Tomorrow, another lady come back from Thailand, and I need to give that job back to her." That lady followed the truth. She walked a godly life. She smiled. This is what she told me. She smiled and said, "Thank you, I understand." She walked back to the kitchen and still worked very hard, still have good attitude, walk around in the restaurant with a smile on her face, have no reaction at all. Next day, the boss called her in and said, "Sister, I noticed that you were not mad at me yesterday. I went home and I thought about this. I changed my mind. You stay, that lady go." Let's give hand to God. And the boss say, "I'd rather spend time training you because you are new, but you have such a good attitude. I like you. I like to work with this kind of employee that have a good attitude in the job." She did not complain. She did not have a long face. She did not throw tantrum and say, "Why you fire me?" She just have good attitude, living a righteous life. Amen. Psalm chapter 25, verses 12 to 13. Psalm 25, 12 to 13. "Who are those who fear the Lord? He will show them the path they should choose. They will live in prosperity, and their children will inherit the land." People who walk in the truth are those who really fear God. They have a willing heart. They want to obey God. And this is the promise of God. When you fear God, I have to admit that I'm a human being. I'm not perfect. Sometimes I have a bad attitude. Sometimes I have bad attitude towards you. Some of you get on my nerve. I'm serious. You know, this is a church, you know, real life. We all imperfect. Somebody kind of hit me and say something. It's unavoidable to be in the church with 200, 300 people. Somebody going to talk something that you feel upset. It's a normal part of life, okay? And the first reaction is that, okay, I'm going to get back. I would do something that that person going to hurt because that person hurt me. But after a few seconds, I talk to myself, "No, I cannot do that because I fear God so much. I don't want to make Jesus unhappy with me. I want him to be happy. I change my mind. I repent. I'm going to still continue to love, to forgive, and to continue in righteousness." Amen. We all face temptation to get mad and to do some wrong thing. But we have to pinch ourselves. We need to sometimes slap ourselves. Sometimes we have to knock ourselves and say, "No, no, 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 no. I fear the Lord. I'm going to do the right thing. I will follow the word of God. I will follow the heart of the Spirit of God. That is love, forgiveness, patience, and kindness." And the Lord promised that when you do that, he shall lead your way every single day. He will tell you what to do. He will show you the path that you should choose, who you should marry to, what kind of company you should buy the stock, or if the stock go up one day, what company you should work for, okay? What street you should choose to go to that place so that you will not get stuck in the traffic, or what you should say to your boss that day. How you're going to respond to the situation? The Holy Spirit is going to lead you every single day. And the Bible says, you shall live in prosperity if you fear the Lord and obey him. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 91, verse 4, "He shall cover you with his feathers," he mean God, "and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler." His truth is important. We need to walk in the truth. My brothers and sisters, the truth comes from two sources, as I mentioned, the Word and the Spirit. But one truth that people don't like to hear, people like to hear the truth in the Bible. People like to hear what God tells you what to do, the wisdom, how what to do. But one truth that you need to recognize in your life is the truth about yourself. Sometimes God may talk to you and tell you what's wrong with you, and you don't like to hear that. Sometimes God comes to you and say, hey, son, you have bad attitude. You need to change. The truth about yourself that you are going in the wrong way. The truth includes about the fact about yourself, and you need to admit and then change into the truth of God. Amen. Let us confess together. Amen. Let's confess. Follow what I say. I walk in truth, in the light of God's word, according to His ways and His wisdom. I know the truth, and the truth makes me free. I prosper as my soul prospers in understanding the word of God. I live a godly life in obedience to what God say. Because I'm willing and obedient, I eat the good of the land. Because I fear the Lord, He will teach me His way. And I will choose the best for my life. I live within the circle of blessing. I separate myself from darkness and God the Father will give me bountiful supply, blessings, and prosperity. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give hand to the Lord. Amen. I have four topics to say. I can say only one today. So we will continue next Sunday. Three more things that we need to do. But the three more are shorter. I'm not sure shorter or not. If I cannot finish next Sunday, we continue another Sunday. That's okay. Amen. Hallelujah. How many people believe that is the will of God? Actually, I want to say one thing to you. A few weeks ago, God spoke to me. The son, I want to encourage you that every person that joins this church and join into this ministry, every person who join into this ministry or the church here or churches around the world that we minister to, God spoke to me clearly many, many days, again and again, day and night. I woke up before I go to bed. He said, tell them don't worry, because they will be like the house of Obed-Edom. They shall live in prosperity. They shall not lack. I will protect them. I will give them special favor, special income. They will not have to worry about anything. They are special to me because they obey me. They're willing to join you to fulfill the vision that I have given to you. And because they are welcoming the presence of God in the church. They are not ashamed of the presence of God. And they love my word. So God promised all of you, dear brothers and sisters, that you don't have to worry. God is going to take care of every single member in this church. Amen. Amen. I heard that voice again and again so many days. So don't worry. You'll be fine. It doesn't matter what the economy looks like. We will not be under the world economy. We are under God's economy. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Before I close this service, I'd like to ask you, how many of you believe that prosperity belongs to you and it has been purchased by the Lord? Believe with all your heart. Let's confess. Lord, prosperity of every aspect of my life, spiritual, physical, mental, finances, everything belong to me. I receive by faith. I will obey you. Amen. How many people in this room say that I know about Jesus? I come to church. I have gone to church. But I have not really personally invited Jesus into my heart. The Bible says Jesus is knocking at the door. This is not about religion, but it's about relationship with the living God. You are His son, and you come back to Him. But God is a gentle person, gentleman, in other words. He will never force His way into somebody's life. You need to welcome Him. You need to invite Him. I would like to encourage you to make the first step of inviting Jesus to come into your life. And let God become your God. You are not your God anymore. Let Him run your life. You just follow Him. And believe me, if God is the manager of your life, it's going to be much better than you become manager of your life. Because He knows everything. He knows the future. He knows everything around you. You don't know everything. Amen. So let God become your manager. Become your Lord. I would like to ask you, if you want to do that the first time in your life, you never invite Jesus to come into your heart. Do it today. Don't be ashamed. You know, this is a family. Be open to one another. If you want to do that, can you just raise your hand? I would like to lead you in prayer. Just accept Jesus into your life first time. Thank you so much. Anyone else that want to accept Jesus? Believe me, it's the right choice. I've done that 27 years ago. And I never regretted that I accept Jesus. I was a stubborn man, actually. I was a Buddhist stubborn man. But I invited Jesus to come into my life 20-something years ago. Anyone else that never invite Jesus? Or anyone invite Jesus but walk away from Jesus for many months or many years? Today, I want to return home. Raise your hand up. I'd like to pray with you too. Want to come back to God? Raise your hand up. You walk away from God and today you say, Jesus, I'm going to come home. Raise your hand up. Raise your hand up. Say, today I'm going to start the life of prosperity. My life will never be the same. Never be the same. Amen. Do you mind if I ask for honor that you come out in front of me here and we can pray together close to you? If you don't mind, could you please come out here? Don't be shy. Come out and we pray together. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Just come close to me. Hallelujah. Come home. Come home to the Lord. Come home to the Lord. Amen.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington 98040. Thank you very much.